Indonesia's anti-terror squad Detachment 88 is being warned that it's encouraging revenge attacks by shooting terrorist suspects. The crack squad was trained and funded by Australia and other allies. Since 2002, police from the squad and other officers have shot dead 90 terror suspects. The International Crisis Group's terrorism expert, Dr. Sidney Jones, says the squad's methods are prompting retaliatory strikes. With more, here's Indonesia correspondent George Roberts.
Dr. Sidney Jones is often applauded for her intricate knowledge of Indonesia's terror cells. Now, in a speech to journalists, the International Crisis Group's expert says Indonesia's terror squad needs to take a look at itself.
I think the police need to be careful about the way that operations are conducted, just so as not to give fuel to the jihadi movement that is still alive, even if not well.
Police became the number one enemy of terrorist splinter cells when the crack squad Detachment 88 broke up a training camp in Aceh in 2010. That's moved the focus away from Western targets.
If you figure there were nine groups or so operating there, when they dispersed after the camp was broken up, everybody knew someone, directly or indirectly, that had been killed or arrested through that. So that's when, more than any other time, the police became the number one enemy.
Dr. Jones says 50 terror suspects have been killed by Indonesian police since 2010, and there's been a correlating increase in targeted police killings.
The more deaths that you have at police hands is just going to increase that. It's going to give more motivation to more people to get involved in the movement. Indonesia is a place where we haven't had really strong local drivers. There hasn't been a rationale for why people would want to use violence. But once you get all of these people getting killed, it changes the equation, and it also brings more people into the possible recruiting pool.
Indonesia's national police spokesman Boy Rafli told the ABC it's just an opinion not worth commenting on. But last month, Jamaah Ansharut Tauhid, or JAT, which was started by the convicted terrorist Abu Bakar Bashir, also warned of revenge. Its spokesman, Son Hardy, said shooting suspects was unlawful and would encourage more terrorism. This is George Roberts in Jakarta, reporting for AM.